SWRFM, and as Ranjith fights with the door to try and get it open so that he can get out, yeah, he's slowly doing it, yeah. I think he needs a trolley, actually, all the stuff that Ranjith comes in. Yes, you just had 2 hours of the Indian show. Can't you hear anything?
Too loud.
Oh, it's because Ranjith has it so blinking loud. Try it now.
That's better. Yep. Being deafened.
Yep. Okay, you are on SWRFM, and for a long while, it must date from about August or September, certainly, at the old site. We haven't had a nude Natterings, but now we're going to have one.
That's right. Just when you thought it was safe to put your clothes back on.
That's right. From the new site here at Blacktown Showgrounds, it's Nude Natterings, and we're back. And we started with a particular track from Stardust, which I personally think is a load of crap.
I asked him why he played it, if he thought it was crap, but... Oh, well.
This is community radio. We play what we like, and even if I don't like it, I can still play it. It's just that track, it's just absolutely nothing. And, I mean, it just gets through me really annoyed when someone just comes up with a piece of absolutely nothing and still, you know, it charts. It just says a lot about the industry. I mean, back when I was a bit younger, people used to have to spend about $2.5 million in about 6 months in the studio to even get something that even sounded a bit like a hit. And now these guys come out with that, you know. I mean, that could have been done on some, you know, skunky old 486, you know, over a period of about 2 nights, well, recorded down onto a DAT or something and handed over to the producer and, oh, there it is, there's your track. And there it is on the blink.
Yeah,
what a
but
joke.
Some people just play the same 2 chords over and over again and use the same set of lyrics repeated.
That's fine.
But and they become extremely famous.
Yeah, I know, but I suppose so. People like Bruce Springsteen, for
no,
example.
No, actually, I was thinking something a little older than that. The Beatles. They had humble beginnings.
Yeah, but they still sort of, you know, did the verse, chorus, instrumental break, chorus, verse, chorus, in. Yeah, bridge.
No, blah, blah. No, not till later. You're thinking of their later stuff.
Yep. All right, Nude Natterings is a show... Well, we don't necessarily talk about nude things, but...
It helps.
I have brought along, once again, the Bare Facts booklet, published by the people at Australian Sun and Health. And, of course, the news is that Australian Sun and Health, of course, there has been a change in that world that is now being handled by Roz and... I've forgotten his name now. Oh, crikey, what a fool. You'll have to read the next issue of Sun and Health to find out, but basically... Les and Jan have handed that over now. They've decided to give it in. And they've handed it over to a New South Wales-based couple who, suffice to say, regularly visit. In fact, they're pretty much on staff at River Island. And they'll be bringing and breathing a new life, plus keeping the old favourites in the magazine called Australian Sun and Health, which, by the way, can be found at all good news agents and all the not-so-good news agents and probably anyone else who distributes Gordon and Gotch stuff. Gordon and Gotch being a wholesaler of magazines, by the way. Yes, so it can be found. It's a quarterly magazine and it has all sorts of stuff in it about, I don't know, recreational stuff, but... It says a lot about sites where you don't necessarily have to wear clothes all the time. And I suppose there should be something in there about Nude Natterings eventually.
Oh, well, you never know. Might get an article in there one of these days.
Yeah, I think I sent them one, actually, but it's got mixed up in the mess because sort of Les and Jan used to publish it in Queensland. It's now going to, obviously, part of it, at least, it's going to move to New South Wales to be... I believe it's still being printed in Queensland and... I'm not quite sure what else is happening. I suppose we'll have to hold our bated breath to see what happens to the January issue.
Yeah, it'll definitely take time to settle down.
And see what happens there. But the January issue will be out, I'm sure. And the camera was clicking at the recently completed Samurai Beach Festival, which we will talk about later on Nude Natterings. Okay, the first track I'm going to go to, the second track, if you count that horrible Stardust thing, but we'll just pretend that was part of Ranjith's show.
And this didn't sound very Indian to me.
No, you never know. Now, you know, you and your quarter notes.
Nothing wrong with quarter notes. Makes the music interesting.
Yeah, it also makes it out of tune. That's what my dad reckons.
No, it doesn't.
Makes it sound out of tune. Actually, quarter notes are very popular in some Western music circles, in particular heavy metal.
They have notes in heavy metal?
Yes, oh yes. And they have quarter notes too. It's all there. Okay, this track being appropriate. This is live, of course. This is in a tape. This is live. And you can call 9676 3999 if you really wish to impart some opinion to the Nude Nattering's crew. You can call that. Otherwise, listen to this track by Night. And, of course, it is Hot Summer Nights. What better track to start? Yeah, that's an appropriate discussion topic, actually. Firstly, hot summer nights, because it is a very hot summer night, 25 degrees outside at the moment, and that's actually quite hot, for those people who want to know. But we're actually discussing the railway station gents' toilets in Melbourne. And it seems that Jeff Kennett's crew have decided that they're going to instruct their lesser bees to install dark blue come ultraviolet fluorescent lights in all the gents' dunnies in the Melbourne railway stations.
Quite a bizarre thing, but that's Victoria for you.
Very bizarre. Apparently, it is. There's big signs on the wall saying blue lights have been installed in this, you know, facility to prevent use by drug users. So,
drug users can always bring their own lights.
Make that one up. I mean, this is the sort of thing that goes on in Victoria. I mean, blue lights in the gents' dunny. What have they got in the girls' dunny?
Red pink lights.
Ones. Oh, of course. Yeah. All right. Nude Natterings. It's apparently quarter past 11. Pretty somber, sort of slow mood tonight. We won't need that machine. We'll turn that off. And
not that machine.
No, we won't need that machine at all. That, as
that
in...
That
debt. That. No, we don't use debts here. Debts are just so out of date. Oh, who uses debt machines? Just
someone
ancient.
Someone does.
Oh, nobody. God, strikes.
That was well done.
Okay, this next track, a popular one, but still... Well, we're going to play it here on Swap because it's called the time. Here we go.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to the right. There is a film with dust. It really does an insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just a having a thing, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time and nothing ever was.
To the left.
That knows no poverty, a town without pollution. There's a soul with good intentions. There are canyons full of movie stars, churches made of metal. There are mountains made of muscle. We have leaders
us who are anxious. We have captains not courageous, captains tumbling into madness. But there's a man who makes no enemies, a body never breathless, no ambition ever hopeless. Up on Bedlam Bridge, somebody is waiting. Up on Bedlam Bridge, I'm shot to heaven. Oh, up on Bedlam Bridge, waiting. In these locked and shackled neighborhoods, bridge and tunnel diplomats, see the golden ghetto's creeper. Crazy flags for history, songs for the White House gangsters, guns for Hellgate and railway sleepers. But there's a man who makes no enemies, a body never breathless, no ambition ever hopeless. So how stands the city on this winter's night? The city on a hill, so they said. The snow is falling down around the armory, and the city's closing in around my head. Up on Bedlam Bridge, somebody is waiting. Up on Bedlam Bridge, I've shot to heaven. Oh, up on Bedlam Bridge, I'm waiting. Somebody's waiting. Up on Bedlam Bridge, I'm shot to heaven. Oh, up on Bedlam Bridge, I'm waiting. I'm shot to heaven.
They can bring it down.
Oh, up on Bedlam Bridge, I'm waiting. Drive, drive, drive.
Drive to the edge of town.
SWR-FM, Bedlam Bridge, and that was, of course, Midnight Oil. And what a just an awesome track. And I've been meaning to get that track for a long time, and finally tracked it down. And now I've got it, and now it's been played, and I'm happy, boy. This is Nude Natterings. The time is 25 minutes past 11. You're tuned to SWR-FM Blacktown Community Radio. We just had a call from I've forgotten his name already. Gladesville, that's where he's listening at the moment, anyway. Which is quite distant, but still, he's tuned in. He knows who he is. I've just temporarily forgotten his name. It's useless when I do that. There's never any pens in the studio, so I didn't write down. But hi, anyway. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll be going till approximately 1 or thereabouts. But I need a drink, so I have to go outside and find a drink at the tap or something. Yeah, say something, say anything, do something, I don't know.
He's lost for words.
I'm lost for words.
Well, we should get into some serious discussions. I mean, we're getting into that. We're well and truly in that time of year when nudism is most appropriate.
Well, it's most appropriate because only today, and only particularly for this very show, I returned from River Island. Yeah, today, like only hours ago.
He probably had to be dragged away kicking and screaming. So, he's like that.
Actually, down there it was stinking hot. And I mean, it was hot.
Yeah, it was only warm last weekend. I suppose it got hot enough on the Sunday, but it still wasn't as bad as you say it was today.
I mean, I was sitting in the Billabong Cafe and I was baking and like I was sunbathing. And I mean, that's under a roof.
Yeah, well,
that was
like
out
that.
Of the sun.
It was probably a lot cooler when they still had the billabong.
And I mean, it was sort of in the pool, and I'm sure if we'd been there much longer, the water would have started boiling, you know.
Well, that would have been appropriate for some of the people. They looked like lobsters.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Remember when you're out in the sun, put on lots of suntan lotion?
Oh, yeah, I've used
that most of stronger than
my,
you are, realise.
I've used up most of my first bottle. Now, we could talk about that. Now, the way I do it is I, let's see, I find it's better if you put it on when it's... when your skin's wet-ish, sort of a little bit damp. If it's too dry, then it doesn't go on very well.
Oh, I suppose everyone's skin's different. I don't have any particular problem.
So I put a bit on in the morning, and then I'll have a swim, and then I'll put heaps on after the swim, and then it'll stay on for a couple of hours. But if you get in water for longer than a couple of... Like, if you get in water for, say, like 10 minutes or longer, you should apply it once more.
Mm,
more
sure.
of it. And especially if you get in the cascades, because it'll wash it off straight away. The Cascades being a long walk from the River Island Central, shall we call it, from middle of town.
What home base?
Home base. It's in the country, past the outer suburbs where I now live.
Oh yeah, it's not even on the main road, if that's what you call it.
No, it's not the main road.
You have to actually on the side road.
You have to do quite a bit of walking across rocks. But once you get there, it's well worth it because it's sort of where the river just... It's a very mild set of rapids, and it's so mild that you can actually plonk yourself at the top and just wingle yourself all the way down the river.
At least that's the sort of thing that Paul does.
But beware, because my left arm got a little scratch on it this morning when I did that.
Deary me.
And you get all those little critters all over you too. Oh, little tiny things. They're absolutely harmless. It's just
there
really
are all sorts of things out there.
Yeah.
That's always amazing.
But they're all pretty safe. Yeah. The only problem that there is really out there is snakes.
We passed the snake last weekend, but, you know, you sort of... They're not out there to get the people.
Well, that's
so
right.
So you just steer clear of them, they'll steer clear of you.
That's
no
right.
Hassles.
There is a rule, but you just steer clear of them, they'll steer clear of you.
I think the best one we ever saw was... rafting along the main stretch of the river and having a red-bellied black snake come swimming across in front of us.
Yep.
It was just go from one side to the other. No problem.
Yeah, they don't want you. They're there for the rats, the mice, and the small birds that fall out of trees. That's their real catch.
Well, if you stopped throwing rocks, the small birds wouldn't fall out of trees, would they?
Small bird fell out of their tree into my pool the other day, and he couldn't get out, so I had to get in and help him.
Well.
Oh, shucks.
He had to get in the pool.
Had to get in the pool. Otherwise, he would have flapped away from me, see?
Oh, that's so sad. He had to go into the pool.
Yeah, and I didn't have time to even think about clothing, so
that's
I didn't
right.
bother about that.
Well, it's not important.
Otherwise,
anyway.
The bird would have died.
That's
I mean,
right.
We don't have time to think about that sort of thing when the bird's going to die. Funnily enough, I don't have time to think about that sort of thing even the bird wasn't in the pool.
Well, that's very true.
okay... Yep, so this
what
is...
Else? Have you actually seen any of the platypuses down at River Island?
I have not yet. I've seen lots of holes, but no platypi.
I never get up early enough. Too much trouble.
Well, I wasn't even out till 11 today.
Yeah, I know what it's like.
I just sort of was real tired.
When you're off camping down by the river itself, usually you don't bother getting out of bed until the sun has risen above the hills. Until
it gets
by
so
which
hot.
Which time it's quite late.
So hot inside the tent that you've actually got to get out. That's how it was this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well aware of that.
Although fortunately in my cabin now I have just installed the ceiling fan, which can be bought in the service.
How much did you charge yourself?
Hmm?
How much did you charge yourself for the service?
Oh, it was less than $95.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah. But I was supervised.
Oh, right.
Sorry, this cough is something which is a result of Samurai Beach.
You can't blame a beach. It's your own
fault. I can blame a beach if I want.
He just doesn't want to die quietly, that's his problem.
I just
problem.
Wouldn't be there and, like, if I'm at a beach, I have to be in the water. I can't, you can't just sort of stand there and do your job. So every 5 seconds, I was off and into the beach, into the surf where one belongs. All right. Well, something coming up at River Island perhaps soon, apart from what Colin and Katina Sell have planned. Maybe something else which I'm yet to talk to them about, but could be some bush dancing going on.
I've never seen a bush dance.
Bush dance, nude bush dancing.
Yeah, so most bushes are nude.
What I really want to do is I just want to get Colin Sell off this nude boot scooting idea. I mean, fine, nude boot scooting, fine. Okay, great, excellent, wonderful. And we had 136 nude boot scooters at Samurai Beach, I might add. A new world record. anyway, we had that, and basically he sort of grabbed onto it, and he just won't let go. You know how you find something that you love? Oh, this is a fantastic idea.
He probably wants to do boot scooting to
death. And he'll just do it until he, you know, he's 6 foot under. But, you know, I just got to get him on something else. I said, look, this bush dancing, it's much better. You know, it's you know, it takes longer. Like, we can have a whole rash of songs. We don't have to have just one song playing 10 times.
And everyone can
join
in.
We can do things like Strip the Willow. Of course, we got our caller's name's Rick Swancott, and he's got this line that he sings, and it goes like this. It's old Swanny Cott wriggling his pot to the Alabama Jubilee. And he's sung that for decades, and you know, it'd just be really interesting to see if he sings it at River Island before or after he starts thinking, is it appropriate to sing old Swanny Cott wriggling his pot at the Alabama Jubilee?
Of course it is.
I don't know. Probably is, but it might get a few laughs. There's been a lot of nattering there. How about we go to a track?
Go for it.
Track, here we go. Legend played on every nude natterings.
The presidential skeleton, I won't sign the bill. Said the speaker's skeleton, yes you will. Said the representative skeleton, I object. Said the Supreme Court skeleton, what do you expect? By star bombs, said the upper class skeleton, starve unmarried moms. Said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty art. Said the right wing skeleton, forget about your heart. The Gnostic skeleton, the human form's divine. Said the Christian coalition skeleton, no it's not, it's mine. Said the Buddha skeleton, compassion is wealth. Said the corporate skeleton, it's bad for your health. Said the old Christ skeleton, care for the poor. Said the Son of God skeleton, AIDS needs cure. Said the homophobe skeleton, gay folks suck. Said the heritage policy skeleton, blacks are out of luck. Said the macho skeleton, women in their place. Said the fundamentalist skeleton, increase the human race. Said the right to life skeleton, fetus has a soul. Said the pro-choice skeleton, shout up your hole. Said the downsized skeleton, robots got my job. Said the tough on crime skeleton, tear gas the mob. Said the governor's skeleton, cut school lunch. Said the mayor's skeleton, eat the budget crunch. Said the neoconservative skeleton, homeless off the street. Said the free market skeleton, use him up for meat. Said the think tank skeleton, free market's the way. Said the savings and loan skeleton, make the state pay. Said the Chrysler skeleton, pay for you and me. Said the nuke power skeleton, and me, and me, and me. Said the ecologic skeleton, keep skies blue. Said the multinational skeleton, what's it worth to you? Said the NAFTA skeleton, get rich, Free trade, said the maquiladora skeleton. Sweatshops, low pay, said the rich gat skeleton. One world, high tech, said the underclass skeleton. Get it in the neck, said the World Bank skeleton. Cut down your trees, said the IMF skeleton. Buy American cheese. Underdeveloped skeleton, we want rice, said the developed nation's skeleton. Sell your bones for dice. Said the Ayatollah skeleton. Die, writer, die, said Joe Stalin's skeleton. That's no lie, said the Middle Kingdom skeleton. We swallowed Tibet, said the Dalai Lama skeleton. Indigestion's what you get, said the World Chorus skeleton. That's their fate, said the USA skeleton. Gotta save Kuwait, said the petrochemical skeleton. Roar, bombers, roar, said the psychedelic skeleton. Smoke a dinosaur, said Nancy skeleton. Just say no, said the Rasta skeleton. Blow, Nancy, blow! Skeleton, don't smoke pot, said the alcoholic skeleton. Let your liver rot, said the junkie skeleton. Can't we get a fix, said the big brother skeleton. Jail the dirty pricks, said the mirror skeleton. Hey, good looking, said the electric chair skeleton. Hey, what's cooking? Talk show skeleton, fuck you in the face, said the family value skeleton. My family values mace, said the New York Times skeleton. That's not fit to print, said the CIA skeleton. Can't you take a hint? Skeleton, believe my lies, said the advertising skeleton. Don't get wise, said the media skeleton. Believe you me, said the couch potato skeleton. What, me worry, said the TV skeleton. Eat sound bites, said the newscast skeleton. That's all, good night.
WRFM.
Come out.
SWRFM, Shout Me Down, The Slow Club. It's just another one of those little known tracks which I've just been searching for yonks and finally found it, and it just gets played.
And it's still little known.
Yep. And before that we had the, shall we say, Nude Nattering's Anthem. It just always gets played. Well, go on.
Go on what?
Well, announce the track.
What, you mean Ballad of the Skeleton?
Yeah.
By Allen Ginsberg?
Yeah. Well, you've got to say something about it.
Something.
Well, it's just a good track. That's all there is to it. And indeed, Mini Disc 2 is stuffed. I'll have to take it home and fix it. Okay, you've heard us briefly speaking about the Samurai Beach Carnival. Well, the Samurai Beach Carnival took place. If you're interested in going to it, you're too late because it's happened. I'm sure it will happen again next year.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it was the second one.
And next year will be the third one. But at the second one, which was held on November the 15th, some people may remember... Oh, there's a train going past. Some people may remember... what will people remember? That stupid train? What a joke. Completely lost my train of thought now.
So to speak.
My train of thought has been lost. Yes.
Sorry, didn't bring my gyan with me.
The second Samurai Beach Festival held at Samurai Beach.
Surprise, surprise. Otherwise known as North 1 Mile Beach.
North 1 Mile Beach can be found at where? Nelson Bay. Not quite Nelson Bay. But
between Anna Bay and Nelson Bay.
If you have a look at the Bare Facts book, then you'll find that the little map which is in there is useless. So we'll just throw it away.
Well, it's not totally useless. It shows you the rough idea where it is.
You could drive around all day and not find it.
Yeah, because you don't go by the map, you've got to read the description.
You've got to read the description. To reach Samurai Beach, sometimes referred to as North One Mile Beach, leave the Pacific Highway north of Raymond Terrace and head for Nelson Bay on Port Stephens. To the south of Nelson Bay, go into Anna Bay and then head north along the coast road to Samurai Point. Alternatively, you can continue almost into Nelson Bay, then turn right and follow the coast road back. These are several routes into the beach itself. If you park at 1 mile beach at the southern end of Stanford Caravan Park, you must walk north along the beach for about 1 kilometre to a rocky outcrop. The clothes optional area starts 200 metres north of here. The Middle Rock Caravan Park is a track through there. From Middle Rock Caravan Park, there is a track through the sand dunes to the beach. Slightly north of this park, there is a four-wheel drive track, know it well, between the beach and the boundary of the Bardo's complex. Samurai Beach is 1 kilometre in length with rocky outcrops at either end. It is very natural and beautiful and ideal for fishing, snorkeling and beach festivals. The closed optional area includes the entire length of the beach. In the past, regular visitors have been camping in the dunes behind the beach, but this is under review and may soon be banned, not to my knowledge.
I don't know what the situation is.
I think it's still allowed. Yeah.
Yeah, but soon to be banned means when they get around to it.
Yeah, well, that could be. As long as it's taken to get the nude beaches legalised in the first place, could be as long as it takes to get the. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, so that's where it took place. You may ask what a beach festival is all about. Firstly, it's a long way from Sydney, and took quite a while for the Datto Mobile to tow. Probably 800 kilos of heavy PA equipment up to the beach and then tow it on the beach. No, I didn't tow it on the beach with the Datto, but still. Yes, it's quite a long way up, but it is well worth the trip. On the 15th of last month, you may remember that as a time of continuous rain in New South Wales and continuous cloud and gloom and doom. But that particular morning, we were fortunate to have onshore winds, which did two things. Firstly, it decimated the PA system. Secondly, it, which was provided by PA Matthews Audio, I might add. Secondly, it held the cloud right on the boundary of the beach, on the boundary of the coast. And for about 3 hours, this one cloud sat on the side of the beach and did not move one inch, and it just blocked out the sun. But by about 1 p.m., the sun was indeed out.
Well and truly.
Now, the Samurai Beach Festival is interesting compared to others in the country. Like, we were already talking about the Maslin Beach Festival, which has been going for a while. Talk about Maslin Beach.
Maslin Beach. Oldest legal nude beach in Australia. Actually, I was cut on my holidays down that way a couple of months ago and decided just to sort of stop in and check out the beach. Quite unusual compared to some of the nude beaches. Firstly, of course, is its age as a legal nude beach. It's not often you actually get signs on the main road pointing off saying Maslin's Australia's first official unclad beach. You know, it's definitely an unusual thing. You wouldn't get it in Queensland, that's for sure, but then Queensland doesn't have any legal nude beaches.
No, not legal ones.
Maybe they'll get their act together.
But they still have a festival on a not-so-legal one. On the proviso that it'd be too difficult to arrest everyone on the beach.
Oh, it's also in the middle of a national park, so that changes things a lot. But yeah, Maslin's Beach is this long stretch of beach that was allocated for use by the nudists. It's about 40k south of Adelaide. Actually, there is a section up the northern end which is used by the textiles, which is not legal for nude bathing, but considering that most of the beach is available for use by the nudists, I don't think that's a major concern. And all I know is it took me a long time to walk from one end up to the sign and back.
Yep.
So there's plenty of beach to go around.
Anyway, getting back to Samurai, unusual because it does have four-wheel drive access to the beach, which means a lot of people brought their four-wheel drives along. And indeed, most people brought their four-wheel drives along. In fact, the entire beach was totally covered in four-wheel drives, I felt.
Too many four-wheel drives, I should have banned someone.
Less four-wheel drives, actually. But still, what one thing that that does do is it makes the event very accessible.
True.
For many people who otherwise probably wouldn't want to tramp miles. Say, for example, it certainly wouldn't work if we had a Werong.
Werong, you couldn't get the equipment in.
No, that's right. So you know, Samurai, it works because it is, although it's a fair distance from Sydney, it is very accessible. And this particular year, The activities on the beach were, shall we say, sponsored by Colin Sell and River Island Nature Retreat. He took his big trailer down there, and that was the stage, and put up his usual multiple amounts of banners and tents and goodness knows what. And interestingly enough, we also had the involvement of a radio station up there. Now, the radio station that was involved was not community, it was commercial radio, it was New FM.
Newcastle's radio station.
Yeah, that's right. Quite a reasonably sized commercial entity. And I must add at this point, because someone phoned up not long ago talking about how I bag commercial radio, because the event was sponsored by New FM, we thought we'd actually tune into this station and hear what it was like. And it was good. They played excellent music all day.
Well, that has to happen.
So there you go. And I actually found that it was a very good commercial station, and I just thought, well, you know, if commercial, not so good in fact, that I tuned into it for as long as I possibly could on the way back, until I actually, you know, literally lost the signal, and then when I finally lost it, I got swast, so that was okay.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, I was, you know, all day we just sort of walked around thinking, why can't Sydney commercial radio listen to this, you know, and get the idea? Anyway,
there's a bit of a difference between a commercial radio station in a city the size of Sydney and something the size of Newcastle.
That's true. And so at approximately 2:15 on New FM, a certain track was played. A certain track by Grant Lewis. And the track's name is Nude Boot Scootin'.
Oh,
and this is something which has been on Colin Sell's heart for a while. Excuse me while I just squash this bug. Something that's been on his heart for a while, for those people who are into nudism and that sort of thing, they may remember in February he held a, that's February this year, he managed to assemble 76 nude boot scooters at River Island, where Grant Lewis was playing live at the time, and that was a world record for the, you know, most number of nude boot scooters. And we thought he wanted to go better this time, so we'd try doing the same thing at Samurai Beach. So we assembled all the various requirements, i.e. a big PA and all the rest of it. And although it took a long time to get a crowd together of sufficient size, I mean, you know, it really sort of took half an hour to sort of get enough people. And it was quite amazing to see how many people stood around and watched compared to getting involved. But ultimately, there were 136 nude boot scooters who boot scooted away to the track for approximately 8 minutes. In other words, the track went round twice, once off the radio and once off a CD player.
Well, there you go.
And apart from losing a layer of skin, all of them, I'm sure, unless they were very well prepared with the sunblock, because it was beating down with sun, very hot at the time, they went into the world records, new world record, as being the largest number of nude boot scooters. So that's just one thing that happened at Samurai. Other things that happen, lots of activities for the kids all morning. All the old favourites, three-legged races, two-legged races, one-legged races, no-legged races, eggs. What else do they have?
I can't remember. I mean, do they still have the beach marathon at Samurai?
Oh, yes, the beach marathon, oh, yes, and the Ironman competition.
Ironman competition?
Which they wanted me to go in, but they didn't have a chance in hell of getting me
in that. Tinfoil man?
I sort of more called it the Rust Man competition.
Oh, well, there you go. No, I didn't have any Ironman competition when I was at Alexandria Bay's Nude Olympics, which was a number of years ago now. But that's the one that's held up in Queensland.
Yep. For those people who wonder what sort of the typical scene at Samurai, I would say, well, okay, on that particular day, a third of the people who were there were nude.
Only a third?
I'd say a third, possibly.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, that, totally, Lou. I mean, you'd have another third of the people there who sort of had a T-shirt on or something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, I mean, lots of people wouldn't consider that nude, would they? They'd consider, you got a T-shirt on.
Well, I don't know. The legal definition is, so long as the genitals are exposed, then it's counted as nude.
Is that so?
Yep.
Well, then,
legal definitions, of course, are
strange. I'm sorry, I sort of got two definitions. You either, as nature intended, you've either got a T-shirt on, but you're, you know, sort of the, as the law intended.
All those times you've gone down to River Island in the cooler months, you didn't actually go nude because you had a shirt on.
Yeah, but I had the front unbuttoned.
You still had a shirt on, sorry. You weren't nude.
I didn't say I was anyway.
That's fine.
another train goes by.
It keeps picking up on these trains, of course.
You can just feel it.
I've always lived near a train line, so I tend to ignore it, just turn off altogether.
Okay, and about the, of course, the remaining third, many of which were officials and people who were otherwise invited to the event and who weren't necessarily nudists, were there with clothes on. The new FM crowd, I don't think any of them joined in that much. And of course, we had the life-saving competition association there.
Yep.
Very appreciated that they could turn up and supervise the goings on, complete with their little dinghy. Other events that were held include the Best Body competition. Now, we did not have a Best Boobs or Best Bums competition,
which is a change from tradition.
Change from tradition. And let me explain how this works. Basically, all the guys line up and all the girls line up. And in typical nudism tradition, there's four more times the guys than there are the girls. On my ad, I think there was 32 if you count me out. And there were 16 girls. But just to give you an idea of some of the variety, I think one of the men was 2 years old, and quite a number of the girls were of dubious size and shape, and probably half of the men were as well. So basically, every man and has to walk into the centre of the ring, do something to try and demonstrate their, you know, sort of just a little show, 5 seconds or something, and then walk back out to the outside of the ring. So basically every person who's entered into the event, male and female, gets a chance to strut their stuff. That usually turns other people off straight away. So you have to be either inventive or not inventive, or whatever the case may be. And as you're doing that, your opposite sex, for all the blokes, the girls look at the blokes, and they will decide which ones they want. Want to vote for, not want, I mean vote
for. Well, they might, you never know.
Well, and the girls will walk out and the gents will vote for that. And then, of course, you go up later and make your vote as for, the girls are fine, but I think number six is the best, you know, or something. You know, the girls come up and say, well, I think bloke number 13, you know, is better or something like that. Anyway, it's all tongue-in-cheek, all fun. There's no, well, there is actually number of good prizes, but
oh yeah, prizes for every competition,
but still it doesn't, it's all tongue-in-cheek. There's no winners or losers in this game really. And I think the first time round they got the blokes had to line up again, because the first time the two-year-old, like, it was a tie between the two-year-old and two other guys. It was actually a triple tie, and they had to line up again. And it just went on for a little while, and eventually they decided who it was and who it wasn't, and it was all over. All right, enough nattering about Samurai Beach. I assume it will be on again next year, sometime around the middle of November. Stay tuned to Nude Natterings. We'll tell you when it is, if Nude Natterings still exists then. If not, then get a copy of, you know what,
he means Australian Sun and Health.
Sun and Health.
Probably a local news agency.
Or just ring the Centre of Nudism World at River Island. And you'll get that nice little lady that says, oh, what is it? She's like, this is River Island, Katina speaking. And she'll tell you all about when it's on.
Quite happily.
One thing, and I'm not going to plug River Island that much, because they're not sponsoring the show at this stage, although Colin's very interested. One thing that River Island have got coming up in February is a nude trip to Wombin Caves.
Ah, they only advertise it currently as a mystery nude cave adventure.
Well, I know what it's a nude trip to Wombin Caves. I mean, there's no other caves around.
Well, that's true. Well, actually, there are, but
believe me, it's a nude trip to Wombin Caves, because it was going to happen like now, but it's been put off till February. And that should be quite interesting.
It should be fun.
So, if you want to get onto that, ring River Island Nature Retreat. I shall give the number out once, and once only. 04, no, I can translate the numbers now. 02-488-9236. That's 02-488-9236 for River Island Nature Retreat. There you go. Another track. I think it's time.
Go for it.
We've talked for nearly 10 minutes.
Ooh,
those people
that's
who
a, that's are, a new record for
those
new
people
gatherings.
Who are interested. We've natted for 10 minutes, my goodness. Those people who like tracks are probably all turned off. Fine. We're going to play another one right now. And this next track is... Oh, it's from James Bond CD. Let's find out what it is. Oh, this one.
You always do that.
Crystal